light dungeon just this time last year. There did come a day that we had ever feared. Our home, it was threatened by forces old and new. But the Twilight Defenders saved us all, it's true. Sarvesh, their leader, hoofed and horned, a self-immolating demon. The Minotaur, Sotarius, and Ick, that lying goblin. Kale and Delilah, both Drax and siblings too. And the giant Katsi and Maris, with not one head but two. Pancras the Putrid was a Minotaur necromancer. Well-dressed and quite powerful, sort of a freelancer. Bargo the Gulgathron, bulging eyes on stalks. With three legs and tentacles, on walls and ceilings walked. A vampire was draining goblins and killing minotaurs. Enthralling them and sending them through dungeon paths and doors. The Twilight Defenders soon investigated. For this undead problem need be eradicated. Ick the Goblin had been charmed by this vampire's glare. Kale and Delilah tracked him to an Auroch lair. Soon they found the vampire was the Auroch General Kor, second in command of the Twilight Dungeon Horde. Battle then ensued, and undead swarmed them all. Bargle bashed them ragdoll style, smashing them on walls. Delilah launched her fireballs, Sarvesh swung his sword, wading through the undead minions to reach General Kor. Sotarius then charged ahead, his horns did lunge and gore, and plunged them in the abdomen of the Auroch General Kor. The vampire grappled him, his fangs through neck flesh tore. Thus did fall Sotarius, our loyal Minotaur. No, they cried, it could not be. Sarvesh lit himself on fire. He slashed and hacked at General Kor and cut through that vampire. They pinned him down and staked him good. His body soon dissolved. The vampire mystery was done and now resolved. But alas, there lay Sotarius, his wound so mortal deep. Delilah wept and Pancras said, "A vampire he will be. He must be staked and decapitated to avoid this awful fate. Sarvesh, you were his greatest friend. Do it now, lest it's too late." Sarvesh said, "Goodbye, my friend." Then spoke Sotarius, "Oh, tell my wife I loved her much, but not the painful whips." Sarvesh finished then the deed and staked the Minotaur. Sotarius was gone for good, finished and no more. But half the tale of our tragic Twilight Dungeon. For upon this day there also came three surfacers a-plungin'. Through our traps and tricks there came an elf and plus three humans, crusading with such hate and spite through our Twilight Dungeon. Strong Lightbringer was their leader, and with him Runt the Squire. Tasha the human sorceress, with her magic spells of fire. The elven mystic Lorelei, seeking truth and careful thought. They ditched that self-righteous Strom and the chaos that he wrought. Lorelei and Tasha learned there was no evil here. The Twilight Dungeon was, in fact, no place to hate and fear. They begged forgiveness for years of misperception. They'd been taught there was great evil in the Twilight Dungeon. But Strom and Runt did come upon our friend Katsi and Maris. The double-headed giant was asleep and snored in pairs. Strom and Runt attacked him, and our giant fought his best, killing Runt, but in the end, Strom laid our friend to rest. Sarvesh then said, "Lorelei, Strom will have to die." Lorelei agreed, and they became allies. Strom was henceforth on his way to the central chamber room. where the Twilight Overlord was awaiting his doom. In the chamber were undead, 12 or so at hand. Around the Twilight Overlord they quietly did stand. Bargle stayed upon the ceiling, Vindy did her nails, which took some time, for she had 30 fingers to detail. The Twilight Overlord stood proud, spiked armor black as night. He raised his mace to smash the face of Strom, who'd brought this fight. Strom hacked the skeletons to bits, zombies fell around him. Then he chopped off the white bone head of the Overlord of the Twilight Dungeon. Sarvesh and Pancras then arrived, and Strom they both attacked. Pancras cast a greenish ray as Sarvesh slashed and hacked. The green ray made Strom age and wither, Sarvesh with fire burned, then reversed his grip and plunged his sword right through Lightbringer's sternum. Lost our friend Satarius that day. Little did we know how those events would herald what was to come. Old Bonehead was slain that day, and Sarvesh let the elf and the woman go. The rest of the story, well, that you all know. Well, that you all know. Well, that you all know.